If you want to know what yoga to do on your period, then this yoga video is for you. Hi, I'm Melissa from Yoga with Melissa. I offer real yoga for real people. We are all about connection. Connection with a teacher and teachings that allow you to connect with your true self and to a community of people who support each other on a genuine path of spiritual transformation. If you're new here, thank you so much for subscribing and turning on those notifications. In the month of January of 2018, I am putting out a brand new video like this one every single day for our new year 30-day yoga challenge. On day 29, we will be doing what yoga should you do when you are tired. And on day 30, the final video of the challenge will be, what yoga can I practice when I am sick? That is a really common question that I get. And then after that, we will be beyond our challenge. And on February 7th, Mary O'Meara from Om Yoga will be a guest on my channel, and she will be giving you a Valentine's Day vinyasa flow. And then I'll be making a video for her channel, and it will be a Valentine's Day yin yoga chest opener for her channel. So if those videos sound like something that is interesting to you, then when you subscribe and press that little bell, you won't miss a single video in our 30-day challenge this month, and you can stay with us all year long for our amazing videos and collaborations. So let's talk about the yoga that you can do on your period. When you're menstruating, it's incredibly important to take time to rest. This is why I recommend restorative yoga. And I will link to my restorative yoga playlist in the show notes. So as always, click show more on YouTube for those links and they will be there. And I'll also link to a full-length yoga video that I made for menstrual cramps on my friend Anita Goa's channel. And that was restorative yoga for menstrual cramps. So that will also be in the show notes for you. Our menstrual cycles can be seen as a chance to bring healing to our bodies. We live in a culture that values doing over being, where our self-worth is based on what we achieve, the schedules that we keep, and the tasks we complete. And all of this goes against the energy of our menstrual cycle, which is an inward-focused time of rest. The more we respect our cycles as an opportunity to turn inwards, to rest and restore, the greater comfort that we will experience. Restorative yoga can set up the conditions for deep renewal so your body can heal itself. And honoring your menstrual cycle as a time when your body needs extra energy to cleanse and rejuvenate itself through this natural time of purification. We can support this time of purification by making sure we are taking extra rest and backing off of our responsibilities. And even our yoga practice should be restorative at this time of month. When we take the time to honor the energy cycles of our bodies, resting when we need rest, we will have more energy during the rest of our monthly cycle. So we can view our menstrual cycle like the time of pulling an arrow back on a bow energetically so that we can engage in more dynamic activity with the start of our new cycle. So today I'm going to share with you my favorite restorative yoga pose when I'm menstruating. The pose is child's pose. So how do you do it? You open your knees wide, and I love using a bolster, especially when I'm menstruating. You place a bolster between your knees, you sit back on your heels, and you rest your torso on the bolster. And you can rest here for 5 to 20 minutes. Well, how does it work? Well, child's pose is deeply calming. It opens up the low belly and the low back. It's very soothing for menstrual cramps. This pose is also fantastic for relieving the fatigue that's associated with menstruation. Now, I know the best three words that you can hear out of a yoga teacher's mouth is, take child's pose, please. And if you made it all the way to the end of the video, put, it's always a good time for child's pose in the comments. Thank you so much for pressing that like button. If you know somebody who would benefit from this video, then thank you so much for sharing it with them and for sharing it across all your socials. I really appreciate that. It makes my day when I see that you've shared the video. Remember to subscribe, because tomorrow I'm going to be releasing a video about yoga for when you are tired, which is another topic that I'm incredibly passionate about. Namaste.